We're back. Madison, Wisconsin, Devil Radio Studios here on University Avenue. You're listening to us on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, maybe the Devil Radio 927 stream, catching the app, or the Facebook Live video. We do bring on the show now, where there's a lot of things happening as well in Dame by Locals world. We just talked with Manuel over with Ethical Trade Company. Again, their website, ethicaltradeco.com. Exciting. He's got a race back across town, open the store, and have it ready for you at noon to visit over on Tulane Avenue, of course, as he mentioned. And Dame by Local has assisted Ethical Trading Company and will continue to do so. They have some other events coming up now, though, as we bring Megan Stern onto the show to fill us in on a number of activities, Megan. So let's jump into it. Tell people about all these different activities here coming up in just in the next month or so with DBL.
Yeah, wonderful, and good morning. It was great to hear Manuel. He's such an exceptional person and with such an exceptional business model. I actually will go in reverse because the first furthest out event that I was going to mention actually includes Manuel from Ethical Trading Company. It is our Coffee Fest, which will be on April 20th at Lexus of Madison. It's a super awesome event. We had it 2 years in a row. Last time we had to do it remotely, but this time we get to do it in person again, which we're really excited about. We sold our first batch of 25 tickets to a business this week, which we're really excited about. We're expecting a little over 100 people, hopefully, if not more. Lexus of Madison empties their storeroom or their showroom for us. So we take that over and make it a almost like a market center of local bakers and coffee roasters and coffee shops and chocolateers. So anyone needs a $10 ticket to get in. There are discounts if you buy more. Manuel will be there. He was there last year as well, and he just has so much to offer because the coffee world is so vast and it's so global that he brings a lot to the experience. So that will be on April 20th in the morning. I think that's a Tuesday or Wednesday, kind of a fun morning experience, a break from work. Be a great gift for employee appreciation or customer appreciation. But that's the furthest out. Then our other events, we have a lot going on just this week. On Tuesday, we have our Dame by Local member breakfast, which is open to the public. You just have to go to our website and find the login and RSVP. This week, we are focusing on dementia-friendly practices for businesses. And this is a presentation done by Stacy Austin Lee. And there'll be some general information ahead of time, but it's just always really helpful educational experiences, all for free with a hot breakfast at the Dane County Humane Society. It's just kind of a fun opportunity to network with other businesses. Some will be virtual and some will be in person. Our majority is definitely in person, so we welcome anyone to come to that. Then we have Pi Day. We're wrapping up the end of our Pi Day experience. Making the local bakers and restaurants have made pie for the community for Pi Day, PI Day, on March 14th. So we've been selling since last Tuesday, and we are well over, we're almost at $3,000 we have raised for these bakers and restaurants, which is really exciting. And some of them, you wouldn't know they bake pie, so that's really fun to see too. It does also include quiche and some savory pies. We have some really great participating businesses, Migrants, Cambridge Market, Madame Chew Delicacies. We have a private baker, Delicate Essence. Hers are almost all sold out, but she works specifically in gluten-free, paleo, vegan diets. Feed Bakery, Just Bakery, Lingonberry Llama out of Belleville, and Teddy Wedgers. So that's a really great opportunity. Go to our website, hit the Pi Day Order Pie site, and it's a drive-through, no-contact experience as well, which we're pretty excited about. The Monona United Methodist Church is allowing us the use of their space. So we will house the pies and meet you in your car to pick up, or you can have them delivered. That's a pretty exciting. We're really, really proud of that, that's happening. And our sponsor this year is Murphy Desmond Lawyers, and they were super excited to take part in it. And really, really proud to put their name on that event for us, and we're very grateful.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And I know you mentioned the breakfast and the Dementia Friendly Practices presentation. We're going to have Stacy on here the show at the final segment, so we'll get a little bit more in-depth info from her about that, what she's going to address, which is awesome. The Pi Day, though, I mean, that's, you know, it's so exciting to see it really taking off. I mean, you got to figure people would like pie, but I mean, you got to put it out there and people got to participate. But the fact that you said all those different businesses participating and supporting them through it, what a great event. And tell us people again, they can place orders through when for that.
That the orders end, I think, at midnight on March 9th.
Okay.
Because we need to give the pie bakers the information on the 10th so they can get your pies made fresh for you for pickup on the 14th or delivery on the 14th.
Got it.
I just ordered the mezcal pecan pie from Migrants and the caramel apple pie from Just Bakery. Those are my two picks. So it's fun to see different people.
Yeah, there were a lot of different pies available and different places specialized in certain pies, which was interesting. Not necessarily what you would have thought, but they went for it. I think Beef Butter Barbecue is on there too, right? With like a key lime pie, wasn't that?
Oh, yeah, thank you. I missed that. They do. They have a key lime pie, which they've been selling really well. I think they have less than half of their pie stock left. They serve that normally, so it's kind of a fun thing for us to be able to feature for them that this is part of their catering. Other options is not just something they're doing special, but they are just so talented over there. They do so many different things. It is just like our Soups On program. So that's another just a reminder. Soups On is again this week. Orders end today for this coming Tuesday pickup.
So pickup is still at Feed Kitchens? Is that where Soups On is still taking
place? Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Remind people a little bit more about...
Yeah, this week I'm looking at black bean and sweet potato chili. That one looks really good to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's interesting because there's some staple ones in there, ones that have resurfaced really and done well, and then there's always new options every week. So that's still weekly. And then how much longer at Feed Kitchens here if people want to participate at that location? Do you know?
I don't know for a fact. We were just discussing it this week. I know we have at least two more weeks there. We'll have to figure that out. Feed Kitchen has been really awesome in giving us accessibility, and it continues for a little bit longer until the weather gets nice, and they have to bring in all their food carts.
Right.
Workers, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chris Brockle over there is so great, and they just run such a wonderful operation. They're helping so many small businesses, and so many people get started with their dreams, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Great that DBL can support that. Okay, so reminders, the breakfast is Tuesday morning. Again, if you head to danebylocal.com, you can find out more about all these events. You have the breakfast coming up on Tuesday. You have Pie Day. You can still order pies through March 9th, and then Soups On. And then if you look a little further into the future, if you're a planner, April 20th, is the Coffee Fest that morning from 8 to 10:30 over on the west side of Lexus in Madison. And lots of great vendors there. Every time that Dane by Local has done it, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great event. So look forward to that as well.
And bring your appetite, free samples from every vendor.
All right, Megan, we got about just a minute left. Anything quick before we go?
I just feel really proud to be working for Dane by Local and in this community. It's just every day I'm amazed at how generous and kind our community is. And being able to work one-on-one with all these small, or not even always small, but local business owners, it's just, there's a really strong value system within our community that just is a really good reminder to be able to work in it every day of just how exceptional our community is and how exceptional our business leaders are and our families are that are supporting these people and our community as well. And actually, we do have an event coming up just really focused on just that topic of just values and being, what does a good business leader look like?
That's
and
a good
following
teaser.
Your
That's
values.
A good teaser, Megan. We got to run. Have a good one, okay? We'll be back after the
break. All right. Thank you. Bye.